Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Welcome to your free segment from December 2nd, 2020, The Doc Love Show, and this is courtesy of the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com. We lead off with a testimonial on Doc's materials, and that's courtesy of our first caller. And Doc's main book, by the way, is referred to as The System, or sometimes The Dating Dictionary. And Doc talks about how to interview women in this segment. You see, Doc in his career interviewed thousands of women, and what he learned from women, he taught to men. And you'll hear Doc talk about his methods in this call. You'll definitely learn a lot. Now, this caller was in college, and Doc refers to the college setting, but you can learn something regardless. And obviously, this is way before COVID-19, as Doc is talking about getting the home phone number. And over the years, Doc modified this to just phone number, but this is not old. The one thing about Doc's principles, as you've heard me say many times, the underlying principles are always solid. The technology changed over the years, but the principles never did, and they never will. The call finishes up with Tom Cruise's struggles with women that still exist. And by the way, you'll hear Doc talk about the physical book. I still have that for sale at doclove.com, but we also now have electronic downloads, either audio or a PDF. So I have the System/Dating Dictionary for you, no matter how you like it. Physical book, a download you can read, or a download you can listen to. And by the way, there's a sale on the top of doclove.com through December 31st, 2020, a sale on those downloads. So look for the mega content sale at doclove.com. But let's get into your free segment from December 2nd, 2020.
Hi, I got one comment and one question. Basically, guys who don't have the system, please understand that when you tell Doc your story, he'll ask if you have the system, so please save him some breath and get it. It's a good investment.
Thank you.
And, Doc, you've been saying for the past couple of weeks that you have some of your students go out and interview people in their school.
Yeah, right. They go out and they say, they'll walk up with a clipboard. They've done this at various colleges. Say, listen, I'm doing my master's degree on sociology, or I'm an expert on relationships. You come up with some line, you have a clipboard, and you just give her what I call the hard interview. You know, tell me about your last boyfriend, or what would you like to change about men, if you could do that. And then you'll start hearing their words bounce off the pages of the dating dictionary. What is it you have in mind, Tim?
It's basically just the questions that you would ask them.
Oh, yeah, this is what you want to ask. What you want to ask the woman is this. What would you change about dating, love, or men if you had the chance? What would you change? And this is a wide-open general question, and they can come back with 1,000 different things. I wish he'd show up on time. I wish he didn't talk down to me. I wish he would look at my eyes when he talked. I wish he wouldn't talk about his past girlfriends. And then you say, well, why does it bother you that he talks about his past girlfriends? Well, I think it's just, well, I think it's disloyal. He's with me now. And you just keep playing on it, and that's the whole idea. And you can just keep asking her questions on her responses. And again, you'll see an affirmation of the dating dictionary.
Should I get her number afterwards?
It depends on how. Now, this is a complete stranger, and I've said this from the beginning. Picking up complete strangers, the odds are tremendously against you. But you're in a college atmosphere, and you're walking around the campus. You got, you know, maybe she's seen you once or twice or whatever. The thing is, you don't want to come off as sneaky, or you're trying to pull something. And you might say to her, you know, I'd like to ask you out for a coffee. What's your home phone number? But you got to get that out.
Yes.
That's the thing. But if you do it 4 or 5 times and they're growling at you, apparently you're not doing something correctly. Because, again, this is, you're talking to complete strangers. And they don't know you. It's better if somebody introduced you or whatever. But maybe around the campus you could, if you're not getting a real good vibe, you might not want to ask them. But I always say ask for the home phone number. It never hurts.
Yes, sir.
It never hurts. And all they can say is, no thank you. or, gee, I have a boyfriend. And then they walk off, but the point is you closed.
Yes, sir.
You have to find what you're comfortable at. It might be a yoga class. It might be doing volunteer work. There's going to be a place where you work well. Maybe it's a dance club. But the main thing is to ask for the home phone number.
Well, thank you very much. You've been such a help.
Hey, let me ask you a question. How long you had the book?
Sir, about 3 months. I've been studying it, taking notes.
Good, good. That's what I want to hear.
Ask questions. I want to be next to you. That's why.
Good. Just keep doing that. And after about 3 or 4 months, get Mastery 1, and you can test yourself.
Well, I'll send you an email later on, because I want to get Maxim to publish some of your work. And I'm wondering if you could send me some of that if I do get Maxim to publish some of your...
Sure. So send me an email, and if I don't answer you with 24 hours, please send me another one.
Okay.
Okay, because I get about 3,000 or 4,000 a day, and sometimes I start clipping along, and I'm erasing, and sometimes I erase if I don't recognize it right away. So just put radio show in the subject line in capital letters.
Okay,
Tim?
Thank you, sir.
And the last question was this, Tim. You've had the book 3 months, right?
Yes.
Okay. When you were opening that package and you were just bringing out the book, if you could go back in time 90 days, look at how much you knew about women then, okay? How much have you learned the last 90 days?
Sir, if I would have had this book 2 years ago with my past girlfriend, I wouldn't have my heart shot up, kicked, trampled on, and all that nasty stuff.
That's not going to happen again.
Yep.
It's never going to happen again.
Never.
Because if you practice self-control and do what I tell you, it's never going to happen again.
Male traits. And I'm not going to be the next Tom Cruise with three girls losing me.
Yeah, because this guy, you know, $20 million a movie. He just did two more big movies. He probably made $30-35 million. This guy, when he leaves, it costs a lot of money, and I don't want this guy to happen to the guy. And the reason I pick on these guys, everybody knows about them, because we don't care about Jerry working at the Shell station. I'm sorry to say,
yeah.
And the country is so celebrity obsessed. But Tim, thank you very much for calling, and keep studying.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You got it.
I love callers like that, especially a caller so young, where you know that this guy is not going to be heading for multiple divorce court appearances and alimony checks and just being lonely and all those other things. Here's a guy that from a young age is going to get it.
Yeah, see, I deal with a lot of guys, 18 to 30 that haven't married. On the other hand, I got a lot of guys 40 to 50 that are going through a divorce or their second divorce, and some very successful men. I have a fireman who just got divorced down in Florida. He teaches seminars on fire control. He also loves his job. Well, his wife just left him, and it's going to cost him $3,000 a month clear, and she gets half of his retirement. And he said, hey, if I had your book, I never would have married her. She's a nut job. But he's got three beautiful kids, and he has a great relationship with them. So there's something positive out of it. But this guy is, I think he was 44 years young. And, when he retires, he's got to give her half. And right now he's shelling out $3,000 a month. And that's a lot of money tax-free. To me, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't want that to happen. But it gets back to choices. What if I don't go to bed with this girl? What if I don't go out with this girl? What if I do drop this girl versus I do marry her and then I realize 2 or 3 years later, man, I'm stuck. I got the 2 or 3 kids and I got the 30-year mortgage. I am not leaving. There's no place for me to go. And there's a lot of guys in that position. And, when they go out with their buddies, have a few beers, and they grumble. And I don't want you guys to be in that position. So if you meet a good woman, and there's a lot of great ones out there, you have to treat them properly to maintain that high interest level. Or, sorry to say, some guys just marry the wrong women, and they're not good for relationships. And then they're going to have to pay. And I don't want that to happen.
Let's move on to another young guy, Ben, 21 years young from Denver. Ben, welcome to the show. We have about 3 minutes left before the first break, but don't feel rushed in your questions because we can take you in the second segment as well. So, Ben, go ahead with your comments and questions on the Doc Love Show.
Okay, first of all, so I don't waste your time, I don't have your system yet, but I'm working on it.
What does that mean?
That means I just got a job and I'm getting paid in a week.
Oh, okay, okay. No, no, if you're broke, I know, if you're broke, $100 is a lot of money. I realize that. But do me a favor. Don't ask any women out.
Okay.
Because you're wasting the lead, as we say in sales. If you don't have the presentation down, you can't go out and sell the homeowner $15,000 worth of aluminum siding because you don't know the product yet. And it's the same thing with dating. And you probably know a lot of things, Ben, but let's say you know 70 things, you need the other 30, especially challenge. But go ahead, take your time, ask me your question.
All right. Well, I've been reading your articles, or at least for some time now, but there's one girl who I saw again about 3 weeks ago. I mean, we dated for like a couple times, but after she set me up, her number went in the trash.
She did what? She did what?
The first day went well. Second time, it's a really bad snowstorm, so we rescheduled. And the third time, she had canceled. I mean, she didn't show up. So, I pretty much threw her number in the trash.
Yeah, right.
All right, well, fast forward 8 months later, which is 3 weeks ago, she happens to spot me at a popular place in campus.
Mm-hmm.
And, sits down, and I pretty much don't care. I'm just, being nice. Then she was like, so she said, we should get together sometime. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, if nothing else, I can probably learn from her.
She showed interest before, hasn't showed interest for a while, and now reappears. What should he do? Well, Doc is going to break it down for him. And then also, you missed about an hour of audio in this show. You'll also hear why you wait for her to bring up marriage several times before you consider marrying her. And you'll hear Doc take a call from a completely clueless 33-year young guy making so many mistakes with a 21-year young woman that he is interested in that it's literally a clinic on what not to do when it comes to dating and relationships. There's way more to this show, about an hour of audio, that you can get to when you join the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com. All you have to do is look for the December 2nd, 2020 show when you join. And also when you join, you'll be pleased to know you'll have hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of articles that all grow weekly. The links are conveniently on this page to join or go to docloveclub.com. Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you next week.